ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Nauru has approved the first successful applicants to its new citizenship by investment program, a German family concerned by the potential for greater conflict in Eastern Europe. Announced late last year, the aim is to raise $60 million a year to fund climate change adaptation projects and sustainable development in the tiny isolated nation. The CEO of Nauru's Economic and Climate Resilience Citizenship Program, Edward Clark, says all the German family paid around $250,000, of which $140,000 will go to resilience projects.
It's a German family of four who had, I would say, quite a relatively well-known German family. They had a long-standing family business in Germany. They sold it recently and had recently relocated to Dubai. For them, in terms of wanting to apply for Nauru citizenship, it was twofold. So our understanding is that, you know, they're concerned about some of the volatility, particularly in Eastern Europe, and the impacts that they might have on them as a family, particularly as their two younger children are still residing in Germany. And so they were looking for a secondary citizenship just as a backup plan if, for example, Germany were to implement military conscription. The reason that they wanted to move forward with the Nauru program, because there are many programs in the market, is primarily because of the use of the funds by the Nauru government and the fact that the funds raised through the Nauru Economic and Climate Resilience Citizenship Program are going towards funding the climate resilience and economic resilience on the island. They liked the purpose of the citizenship program and so decided to move forward with the Nauru program because of that.
So these are the first people that have been approved. Can you say if you've received other interest?
So, look, we are a new program, so we're working to build credibility and awareness in the market. We did receive these first applications in February, and since then we've received many more. And we're starting to build momentum and build interest and work through the existing pipeline of applications. So currently we're sitting on around 20 applications, and we have many others that we know are coming in the pipeline.
Citizenship by investment programs have received a bit of bad press, particularly in the Pacific, particularly with regards to Vanuatu getting blocked by the EU. What processes are you going through, is the program going through, to avoid situations like that?
The due diligence process is very much at the heart of the Nauru Citizenship by Investment Program. And this is important, as you mentioned, to uphold and maintain the reputation for the country. So I very much view our office's purpose as maintaining or upholding the reputation of the country and maintaining the integrity of the Nauru passport. So in terms of the due diligence process, we conduct in-depth due diligence on each of the applicants applying. This involves, you know, your standard sort of bank due diligence, such as looking at any terrorist or sanction screening watch list. But this is very basic. We also do in-depth negative news screening and social media screening on the applicant. And we do all of these checks before we even accept an application into the program office. Once an application has been accepted, then we go through another two phases of due diligence. The first phase is sharing the information with the Financial Intelligence Unit and the Nauru Police Force, who will do their checks through their own networks on the applicants to identify any potential adverse findings. And then we also work with a number of third-party due diligence providers who conduct discrete background checks on the applicants. So they will go and do background checks to verify information such as their employment, is the source of funds, the source of wealth that they have declared legitimate, really are the main questions that we're trying to identify. They also do checks to verify the authenticity of documents that have been provided to ensure that they are in fact legitimate.
for actual Nauruan citizens who are watching this and have seen the commitment made that the money raised by this will be used for sustainable development and climate change adaptation, how can they see that this money is being put towards those aims?
At the moment, the funds that are raised do go through to the Nauru Treasury account. Now, Nauru government operates quite transparent reporting on their government budget and use of government funds. Now, because the program is at an early stage, the funds will just be, you know, commingled into the government accounts and will be reported on through that mechanism. However, we are in discussions with the Nauru government to set up, I would say, a framework to make sure that those funds are allocated towards specific projects or initiatives if the program starts to generate revenue that is over a certain threshold. At the moment, the threshold that we have agreed is around 10 million Australian dollars. And as you mentioned earlier, we have a target of around 60 million per annum. So I'm hoping that we will comfortably achieve that and we can put that mechanism in place. Two other things that I'd like to mention. We do have a ring-fenced account at the moment for the receipt of the funds. But as I mentioned, ultimately those funds will get commingled into the government treasury accounts. The second part is that as a program office, we have an annual reporting requirement and we will report on how those funds are used to the best of our ability. Now, at the current point in time, that will really just be a reflection of how the government are allocating their funds through the government accounts. But once we get to a point where we put that framework in place, we will be able to put some report, I guess, more specifically on how those funds are being used.
And that's the CEO of Nauru's Economic and Climate Resilience Citizenship Program, Edward Clark, speaking to Liam Fox.